Chapter 3, An Unchanging Promise.
Christ made full provision for the prosecution of the work entrusted to the disciples and took upon himself the responsibility of its success. So long as they obeyed his word and worked in connection with him, they could not fail. Go to all nations, he bade them. Go to the farthest part of the habitable globe, but know that my presence will be there. Labor in faith and confidence, for the time will never come when I will forsake you. To us also the promise of Christ's abiding presence is given. The lapse of time has wrought no change in his parting promise. He is with us today as truly as he was with the disciples, and he will be with us even unto the end. Go forth preaching the gospel to all nations, the Savior says to us, that they may become children of God. I am with you in this work, teaching, guiding, comforting, strengthening you, giving you success in your work of self-denial and sacrifice. I will move upon hearts, convincing them of sin, and turning them from darkness to light, from disobedience to righteousness. In my light they shall see light. You will meet the opposition of satanic agencies, but put your trust in me. I will never fail you. Think you not that Christ values those who live wholly for him? Think you not that he visits those who, like the beloved John, are for his sake in hard and trying places? He finds his faithful ones and holds communion with them, encouraging and strengthening them. And angels of God that excel in strength are sent forth by God to minister to his human workers who are speaking the truth to those who know it not. To the minister of the gospel, God has given the work of guiding to Christ those who have wandered from the narrow way. He is to be wise and earnest in his efforts. At the end of each year, he should be able to look back and see souls saved as the result of his labors. Some he is to save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. See Jude 23 and Titus 1:9. Paul's charge to Timothy comes to the ministers of today. I charge ye therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. See 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. But it is not only upon those who preach the word that God has placed the responsibility of seeking to save sinners. He has given this work to all. Our hearts are to be so filled with the love of Christ that our words of thanksgiving shall warm other hearts. This is service that all can perform, and the Lord accepts it as offered to himself. He makes it efficacious, imparting to the earnest worker the grace that reconciles man to God. May the Lord help his people to realize that there is earnest work to be done. May he help them to remember that in the home, in the church, and in the world they are to work the works of Christ. They are not left to labor alone. The angels are their helpers, and Christ is their helper. Then let them labor faithfully and untiringly. In due season they will reap, if they faint not. The Christian pilgrim does not yield to his desire to rest. He moves steadily forward, saying, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand." This is his motto. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14.